Crash as an entrepreneur and rise again. A journey in business life in a completely unknown industry, without proper control. Daring to fail to then succeed. Author Joseph Peeler, published by Nordic Success Publishing. Entrepreneurship is a lifestyle that is extremely complex. This has been a big part of my business life. One of the most important things I've learned during this journey is the importance of having a good foundation. What is the foundation of a company built of? You yourself know, because the only one you can't fool is yourself. So is the house built on sand or solid stone? Can you dig under an already built house to stabilize the foundation if needed? Unfortunately not. This I've learned the hard way. My own reflection is that I would even call it naive to believe that. We start at another end first. Our own limitation makes it difficult for us to take on completely new challenges in a completely new industry. What is needed to dare breaking up? How easy is it to change careers? What makes us often stay in the safe box we're used to being in? There are some things that define us in our careers. The most important thing is that you usually stick to a certain industry. If you have started a career in retail, you usually stay there, but in different roles. I have, since I was very young, been interested in the IT industry. I grew up with Microsoft, Apple's, and IBM's great journeys with cool technology that fought each other. I stayed for almost 20 years before I made the decision to change industries altogether. After at first having been an IT consultant for just over 15 years and an entrepreneur with 6 employees for just under 4 years, I came to a crossroad. I would either gear up, which would mean even more work, or find a new challenge. I really didn't know that a change of careers would mean the challenges it did. While I was thinking about my future, I had met 2 guys who had worked for a long time in the construction industry. The company they were working for had done several jobs for my family and friends, so I knew that they did a good job as employees. They had, like so many others, not been well treated by their employer. When the company they were working for asked for partial payment in advance to be able to pay their employees properly when they were going home during Christmas and New Year, the company's owner put the money in his own pocket. Then, the owner said that no customer had paid, so everyone had to go home without pay. Unfortunately, undeclared work was and is far too common. We can call these guys Bogdan and Adrian. When they later during a summer had to go home with an extremely short notice because there suddenly was no more work, I thought enough was enough. I sat down with these 2 guys and wanted to know what their stories were, because I had some ideas. What I was told was exactly right for my idea. Adrian had had a small company with some employees, and Bogdan had run a large construction company with over 30 employees in the eastern part of his home country. His largest customers had been municipalities that, because of large budget savings, had closed down construction completely. This meant that he eventually had to close down the company because he didn't get any more big jobs. I thought both of them had credible stories and that they hadn't been treated nicely here in Sweden. Because one of my values is that I always believe in people, I had no reason to distrust them. Here, we can stop for a moment and ask ourselves a couple of things. What conditions had I required of these guys? Had I asked for references from their homeland? How well had I done the preparation of choosing future partners for a company? How much had I found out about cultural differences and cultural clashes? Too often, we trust our gut feeling. As long as the feeling is right, the rest will work out eventually, we believe. I have learned now that it's extremely naive to believe that. Will you build a company? Then you need to put together a group where everyone distinctly pulls in the same direction. What I've seen so many times is this. Imagine a big field with a lot of cute puppies. These curious creatures are running in all directions simultaneously. Oh, here was something exciting.